Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Rising Parent Podcast, where we're all about helping families not just survive, but thrive. I'm Tim, and I'm here with the amazing Edna.
Hey, hey, so glad to be here, Tim, and hey, listeners, so glad you're here.
Absolutely. Today, we're tackling a big one, talking to your kids about difficult topics. It's something every parent faces, right? From explaining tough news events to navigating family changes. These conversations can feel, well, daunting.
Daunting is the perfect word. It's like, where do you even start? And how do you make sure you're not accidentally traumatizing them in the process? Because let's be honest, that's a real fear.
Exactly. But the good news is it is possible to have these conversations in a way that's age appropriate, honest, and ultimately helps your kids build resilience. We're going to break down some practical strategies today.
We are. We'll cover everything from prepping yourself emotionally to choosing the right words and creating a safe space for your kids to ask questions. Because let's face it, they will have questions.
Oh, guaranteed. And sometimes those questions are the hardest part. So buckle up, everyone. We're about to dive in. All right, Edna, so where do we even begin with this whole difficult conversations thing? It feels so broad.
I think the best place to start, Tim, is with you, with the parent. You gotta prep yourself before you even attempt to talk to the kids.
Prep myself? Like, mentally?
Exactly. Think of it like this. You're about to enter a room full of, let's say, Legos. You know they're going to be scattered everywhere, some are going to hurt when you step on them, and you might end up building something completely different than what you intended. You need a strategy.
Okay, I love that analogy. Lego room of emotions. So what does prepping look like in practice?
Well, first, acknowledge your own feelings about the topic. Are you anxious, sad, angry? Kids are like little emotional sponges. They'll pick up on your vibe. If you're a mess, it'll make it harder for them to process the information.
That makes sense. I remember a situation with one of the families from our daycare. They were going through a really tough time. The grandmother had just passed away. The mom was completely heartbroken, and she knew she had to tell her 6-year-old, but the mom was so overwhelmed that she kept putting it off.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Delaying it definitely makes it harder in the long run.
Totally. Eventually, I talked to the mom about it, and we walked through a few things. First, I encouraged her to take some time for herself to grieve, even just a few minutes of quiet reflection. Then we role-played a possible conversation with her daughter. It helped her feel more prepared and less emotionally raw.
Role-playing is brilliant. It's like a dress rehearsal for your emotions.
Right. And it gave the mom the chance to think about what she wanted to say and how she wanted to say it. She ended up telling her daughter in a calm and gentle way, focusing on the happy memories of Grandma. And the daughter, while sad, was able to process it because her mom had created a safe space for her.
That's beautiful. So step one, acknowledge your feelings and find a way to manage them before you talk to the kids. What's next?
Next, think about your audience, your kids. What's age appropriate? What do they already know? You don't want to overwhelm them with too much information, but you also don't want to sugarcoat things so much that they don't understand the gravity of the situation.
It's a delicate balance, isn't it? And it changes as they get older. What works for a 5-year-old is definitely not going to work for a 15-year-old.
Exactly. I worked with another family, and their 8-year-old son was hearing a lot about climate change at school, and he was getting really anxious about it. His parents were torn. They wanted to be honest about the challenges, but they didn't want to terrify him.
Understandably so.
So they decided to focus on the things that the son could do to make a difference. Recycling, conserving water, planting trees. They turned it into a positive action plan. It empowered him and helped him feel like he had some control over the situation.
That's a great approach. Focus on solutions, not just problems. And making it age-appropriate is key. So for younger kids, maybe it's using simpler language and focusing on concrete examples. For older kids, you can have more in-depth discussions and explore different perspectives.
Right. And don't be afraid to admit when you don't know something. It's okay to say, "That's a good question. Let's find out together."
Honesty builds trust, and it shows your kids that it's okay to not have all the answers. Speaking of tough questions, what about when kids ask something that you really don't want to answer?
Ah, yes, the dreaded questions. I think the key is to take a deep breath and respond honestly, but again, age appropriately. You don't have to give them every single detail, but you shouldn't lie to them either.
Exactly. It's about finding the right balance between honesty and protection. I remember with a daycare family, they had a 4-year-old son and his parents had a fish. One day, the fish just died. The son came into the daycare inconsolable.
Oh no, poor little guy.
Right? The parents were trying to figure out how to explain it to him, but they were really struggling. It wasn't a huge deal, but his first experience with loss, right?
Right. First experience with death, and you want to make sure to handle it right.
Exactly. So I suggested they explain simply that the fish's body had stopped working and that it wouldn't be coming back. They focused on how well they cared for the fish and that he had a good fish life. They let their son grieve, and they avoided any complicated explanations about heaven or anything like that.
That's a great example. Keep it simple, honest, and focused on the child's understanding. What about creating a safe space for these conversations? How do you do that?
I think creating a safe space is all about making your kids feel comfortable and supported. It's about letting them know that they can ask you anything and you'll listen without judgment.
Yeah, and that means putting away your phone, turning off the TV, and giving them your undivided attention.
Absolutely. Make eye contact, listen actively, and validate their feelings. Even if you don't agree with what they're saying, try to understand where they're coming from.
And be prepared for emotional reactions. There might be tears, anger, confusion, or even silence. Let them feel what they need to feel.
And don't try to fix it right away. Sometimes kids just need to be heard and validated. It's okay to say, "That sounds really hard," or "I can see why you're feeling that way."
Right. And remember that these conversations are ongoing. It's not a one-time thing. You might need to revisit the topic multiple times as your kids process the information and as new questions arise.
That's such a good point, Tim. It's a process, not a single event. And it's okay to not have all the answers right away. You can always say, "Let's talk about this more later."
Exactly. And be patient with yourself and with your kids. These conversations are never easy, but they're so important for building strong, resilient families.
Definitely. So to summarize, it's all about preparing yourself, making it age appropriate, being honest, creating a safe space, and remembering that it's an ongoing process.
Right. Okay, so we've talked about what to do, but what are some common pitfalls that parents fall into when trying to have these difficult conversations?
Oh, there are a few big ones. First, oversharing. Parents sometimes unload way too much information on their kids, especially when they're feeling stressed or emotional themselves.
Yeah, that's a recipe for overwhelm. Kids don't need to know every single detail of a complicated situation.
Exactly. Another pitfall is avoiding the conversation altogether. Some parents think that if they don't talk about something, it will just go away.
And we all know that never works. Kids are perceptive. They know when something's going on, and they'll often fill in the blanks with their own imaginations, which can be even scarier than the truth.
Totally. And then there's the sugarcoating problem. Trying to protect your kids by downplaying the severity of a situation can backfire. It can make them feel like you're not being honest with them, and it can undermine their ability to cope with difficult emotions.
Right. Honesty, even when it's hard, is always the best policy. And finally, comparing your child's experience to your own. Sometimes parents will interject things like, "Oh, when I was little..."
Totally devalues their experience. This isn't about you, it's about them.
Right. It's about making them feel seen and understood. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here, Edna. Let's recap the key takeaways for our listeners.
Absolutely.
All right, so here are the big takeaways from our conversation today. First, prepare yourself emotionally before talking to your kids. Acknowledge your own feelings and find healthy ways to manage them.
Second, tailor the conversation to your child's age and understanding. Use language they can understand and focus on information that is relevant to them.
Third, be honest, but age appropriately. Don't lie to your kids, but you don't have to give them every single detail either.
Fourth, create a safe space for your kids to ask questions and express their feelings. Listen without judgment and validate their emotions.
And finally, remember that these conversations are ongoing. Be patient, be supportive, and be prepared to revisit the topic multiple times as your kids process the information.
And don't be afraid to seek out support if you're struggling. Talk to other parents, consult with a therapist, or reach out to us. We're here to help.
Absolutely. Talking to your kids about difficult topics is never easy, but it's one of the most important things you can do as a parent. It builds trust, strengthens your relationship, and helps your kids develop the resilience they need to navigate the challenges of life. And that brings us to the end of another episode of the Rising Parent Podcast.
But not the end of our conversation with you. We want to hear from you. What difficult topics have you tackled with your kids? What strategies have worked for you? Share your thoughts in the comments section.
Yes, please do. And now for our call to action.
You know what's coming.
You bet. If you found this episode helpful, please, please, please subscribe to the Rising Parent Podcast. It really helps us reach more parents who need support.
Yes, and leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. It makes a huge difference.
Huge. And be sure to visit our website at risingparent.org.
And if you have an episode topic you'd like us to cover, please leave it in the comments. We'd love to help you create a thriving family.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We're so grateful to have you as part of the Rising Parent community.
We are. Until next time, happy parenting.
Bye for now.